The Gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with a child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to a public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until, and she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Seated, we continue with our worship on page 9 with our Sunday school program.
Set in Bethlehem in Judea, Caesar Augustus has decreed that everyone needs to return to their town, to the town of their birth, to be counted and taxed. The overworked manager and employees of the overcrowded Bethlehem Inn and Spa are trying to cope with the rush of people. Join us as we listen to the manager and the desk clerk discuss their problems.
Phew, I've never seen this place so full. I don't know how we're going to handle all these people.
I know what you mean after posting the no vacancy sign. This morning I received a request from AAA. You know, the Arab and Associates Travel Club requesting 3 king-size rooms. It seems that they had a touring group called the Magi coming into town, and all the other places were booked. I had to turn them down. You know how those wild rock groups discourage other guests?
Tell me about it. What about those Roman soldiers and the carousing and the way they carry on? I've had nothing but complaints from them about our complimentary breakfasts. You think goat cheese gruel and matzo balls weren't good enough for them?
I know you are busy, but the valet parking attendant just walked off the job. We have a huge caravan of VIPs arriving at any time. All of their camels are right-hand drive models. We're not trained for that.
I never should have hired my wife's cousin's nephew for that job. Oh, what's his name? Oh, yes, Bubbis. He works for that rich merchant who lives over the hill. Bubbis seems to do everything backwards, so a right-handed model camel should be no problem for him.
Good idea, boss. I'll go fix that.
And don't forget to tell him to wipe his smelly boots before he comes in the building. He spreads manure on the plants all day, and that smell falls around like a cloud.
Do we take Orient Express? I told her we don't take Orient Express, but she insisted I talk to you.
What's the problem?
It's that Janice person again. All she wants to strut around in her fitness gear and complain. Now she says that if we don't give her what she wants, she isn't going to take her business elsewhere, but she's going to open her own spa.
Well, you better give her what she wants this time. We don't want to make any enemies. She can get pretty nasty.
You're telling me she thinks she's the Queen of Sheba.
That's it. I've had it. I quit.
What now?
I sent room number 6 my prized smothered lamb chops. He sent it back. He told the bellhop that the lamb chops weren't smothered. He said it was beaten to death. He said he could see the bruises through the wool. I'm an iron chef. I don't have to take this nonsense.
Now, chef, remember, he is our guest. Besides, he is Caesar's second cousin. We don't want to make Caesar mad.
Very well, but one more rude guest like that, and I'm out of here like Moses out of Egypt.
I've got a problem. Someone else is new. Come on, let me hear it.
A group from the Rotary meeting in our Nile dining room.
Where is it?
Wants to rent transportation for a tour of the area. I contacted Dromedaries R Us, but not a single camel is available. Neither one hump or two. What should I do?
Hi, I'm Delilah, the South Judah donkey dealer. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. I have plenty of used transportation. If it's not right, I'll make it right. Free. Here's my business card.
Thanks, Delilah. Another problem solved. This time. I mean big. There's a guy out back with a very pregnant wife and no cash. I don't think the donkey can make it one more mile. He's asking for whatever room we have available.
Tell him there's no room in the inn. I feel for him, but we can't squeeze one more person in here, even if it's the Messiah himself come to save him.
Okay, boss. I really hate to turn him down, though. Oh, well, what can I do?
On the way in, I noticed the hotel limo needs a wash job.
You gotta be kidding me. There's always a group of shepherds living in the field by the inn. Take the chariot down there and ask them to detail it for you. And please tell that drummer boy to stop beating that drum. He plays it outside my window every night and is driving me crazy.
Okay, boss.
Is full, but the guy with the pregnant wife is still here. He really needs a room. They have nowhere to go, and I think the baby's going to be born very soon. Can't we do something for them?
Oh, for crying out that loud. This place is a zoo. Tell them they can bed down in the stable behind the inn tonight, but I want them gone in the morning. Their donkey can stay in there, too. Take that old bag of rags with you. Maybe they can swallow their baby with them.
Right, boss. Thanks.
Maybe things will settle down for a while.
I sure hope so. I have a headache. Wait, do you hear what I hear? Is someone playing music?
Yeah, I hear it. It sounds like someone's singing.
Must be that rock group you turned away earlier. That drummer boy again. My head hurts.
And so, Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born in a stable in Bethlehem of Judea. At Christmas, we celebrate his birth and his life. We await his coming in glory. Have a blessed Christmas.